Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. My favorite organization on the planet. Karen, tell us about it.
You bet, Jim. SBE Council, for 25 years now, we've been working, representing the interests of small business in the nation's capital, where we protect small business, promote entrepreneurship, advocacy, research, education, all dedicated to improving and strengthening the whole environment for business startup and successful small business growth. And visit our website, sbecouncil.org, sign up for our e-news, follow us on Twitter at SBE Council, Facebook, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Google us, you'll find us, and follow us and get engaged. That's what we need more than ever.
And donate your money, folks. They can use your help because they've got a lot of work to
do.
You
bet.
And I promise you, when your small business is in better condition because Karen and her group are looking out for you up there. And folks, you can go find out how your member of Congress votes on the index there and on their website. So please check it out. A lot of good stuff there. Karen, talk to us about taxes, the taxes 2.0, the tax bill that passed back in December. Everybody in my audience knows that I've been a critic of, but I'm anxious to hear about what they're going to do to try to improve it.
Well, I think we're all anxious to hear about more of the specifics. You know, they're in tax cuts 2.0. I mean, certainly we've been sending our suggestions and what we think need to be included in it to the Ways and Means Chairman. And also to the administration to improve and strengthen it for small business. The Ways and Means Chairman Brady said that tax, you know, the first round, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, was just the first iteration. They're going to continue to improve it. I mean, certainly they're looking at locking in lower rates, not making them temporary for individuals, for businesses.
And also they need to get away. They need to do away, Karen, with the qualification. I mean, people, if you're a small business, it shouldn't matter what you do. You should qualify for the deduction. That's ridiculous.
And that's one of the big, big pieces that we're pushing. You know, if you're going to have this deduction, it's got to be for every business.
You can't pick winners and losers. You can't have children of a lesser God in this situation.
That's right. And if you're for wealth creation and against class warfare, then that should be simple, right?
That's exactly right.
In terms of really blowing that out and making it available for all businesses. The other thing that we really like that he mentioned in the framework under spurring new business and innovation is that they're really going to focus on encouraging innovation, help brand new businesses write off more of their initial startup costs,
right,
and remove barriers to growth. So that would include updating some of the threshold simplification, Jim, right? I mean, we have to simplify the tax code for small businesses. And I think that was one of the, you know, sort of one of the problems, one of those things that really was not addressed, obviously, in this first round Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. We need simplification. Small businesses want that desperately, and they want certainty and fairness.
That's exactly right. Go ahead. Keep going with your report.
Yeah, so we're going to be, we've been weighing in on that. It's going to be very difficult to try to get something like that through this year, but they're going to push and they're going to push hard.
They need to go to the polls in November with a win on that, don't they?
They do. I mean, they need to be, I think they're the House and the Senate and the leadership is doing a good job saying, look at what we've done on all these issues. Look at, what's happening in the economy in terms of the improvement. Quality job growth, business growth, economic growth.
Whatever they can do, though, Karen, whatever they can do to get the fog of how we'll calculate our taxes this year when we do it next year. Whatever they can do to get some clarity will benefit them in the elections, because I'll tell you, the more we're confused about what we're going to be able to deduct going to the election is going to minimize the attractiveness of that accomplishment.
You know, Jim, I agree, and that's where the regulatory agencies are weighing in, and they need to get out their guidance right away.
Yeah.
And we're working on that as well.
Well said.
Yes.
Yeah, the guidance, that's really
important.
All right,
Jim.
Hey, Karen, thank you for being here. Good job, as always, and keep up the good work.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Thank you for all you do for small businesses.
Thanks. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of my heroes. I told you we'd get smarter when Karen joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. Oh, by the way, sbecouncil.org. Don't forget that website. I like telling people about it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassing, and remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.